This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a first look at the new software solution from Google to this problem. You know there's a file or email somewhere on your computer. You just can't find it. First, in Argentina 10 years ago, a car bomb destroyed the Jewish community center in Buenos Aires, killing 85 people. Prosecutors are still investigating, but they have yet to find and charge the people who did it. On the 10th anniversary, though, Argentina's large Jewish community has this consolation. Most of the library and archives destroyed in the bombing have been restored. NPR's Martin Costi has the story.
In those first few hours after the bomb went off on July 18, 1994, the rescuers' only thought was for possible survivors. Besides the 85 dead, there were almost 200 people wounded, not only inside the shattered headquarters of the Argentine-Israeli Mutual Association, but also in the narrow street and nearby buildings. It was the bloodiest terror attack Buenos Aires had ever seen, and the city was shaken. But once the initial shock had passed, many young Argentines reacted by talking their way into the ruins to recover the library and archives of the Institute for Jewish Research. This audio is taken from a home video made by those students inside the ruined building barely 24 hours after the bomb went off. Parts of the building, including this piano, survived the blast, but the street side of the building was gone. Nicolas Maslow, a student at the time, recalls feeling an irresistible urge to recover everything he could.
Y la verdad que para nosotros salvar cada libro era como salvar una vida.
The truth was, we felt that saving a book was like saving a life, Maslow says. But salvaging books from a bombed-out building was not as simple as the students had imagined. Sylvia Crian was 21 at the time.
There was a lot of smells in the air that were not nice at all, and so we didn't know what we were touching because there were like residues, even blood. You don't know what you might be touching, you know.
Crian and the older students climbed up into the portion of the building that was still standing to reach what remained of the library on the third and fourth floors, despite the constant risk of further collapse.
Sometimes there were things hanging from the edge, and, you know, we did like a human chain as well to hold ourselves, and somebody had to go over the edge and pick them, you know, like fish them from the edge. We were only 20. We didn't even think about what we were doing.
Crian says the kids performed the riskiest maneuvers on Sundays when the police weren't around. The authorities were not happy about the students' presence on the site, and they barred them all together from the field outside the city where the rubble was being dumped. It took several weeks until the students were finally allowed into the dump, where thousands of books were mixed with the debris, moldering in the rain. Many religious volumes turned out to be too damaged to save and were ceremonially buried in the Jewish cemetery. But the Institute's academic director, Esther Schwartz, says they also managed to save some one-of-a-kind objects that had been smuggled out of Eastern Europe.
Hay libros y hay documentos y hay objetos que fueron traídos después de la Segunda Guerra Mundial.
There are books and documents that were brought to Argentina after World War II. The student volunteers call these the twice-saved objects, she says. She was especially happy to find photos of certain Jewish villages in Russia and Poland. She says the photos are the only remaining visual record of communities that have since disappeared. 10 years after the bombing, Schwartz estimates that about 70% of the library's original 100,000 volumes has been saved, though many books still await restoration. The library is back on the same site, part of the rebuilt Jewish Community Center. But in a concession to dangerous times, the library is now located in the basement. Martin Costi, NPR News.